Welcome to today's market report. The market optimism has been encouraged by hopes of an interim fiscal package to help the US economy recover from the damage inflicted by the coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated on Tuesday she would drop many of her initial proposals to seal a deal. UK inflation surprised to the upside, with CPI coming in at 0.4% in July month-on-month and 1% year-on-year, above the minus 0.1% and 0.6% expected. Markets will also pay close attention to minutes from the Federal Reserve's recent meeting, due later in the day, mapping the central bank's calculations of what would be necessary to justify further monetary policy easing against what has actually happened to the economy since the meeting. GBP against USD pair extended its sideways consolidated price action and remained confined in a range around mid-132s, just below multi-month tops post UK CPI data. The pound rose as much as 0.2% to 132.65, whilst the dollar index has fallen around 10% from last March, when the Fed acted to provide dollar liquidity in the virus-induced global market pandemic. The CPI rose unexpectedly. Meanwhile, the core inflation gauge also surpassed expectations and came in at 1.8% year-on-year during the reported month, up from the 1.4% increase in June. After about a week, the sideways trading phase ended abruptly as GBP cracked several solid resistance levels with ease and vaulted to a high of 132.76 before closing higher by 1%, its biggest one-day gain in 2.5 months. It's a dramatic turnaround for sterling, which plummeted in March to the lowest level in more than 3 decades. Outflows from the dollar have helped the currency rally, despite the possibility that the nation will transition out of the European Union without a trade deal. Eurodollar continues to move higher while facing rejection above 1950 as the dollar sell-off suddenly stalled despite the risk-on rally in the Asian stocks. The pair is now trading largely unchanged on the day near 1935. The dollar struggled to recoup heavy overnight losses today after it slipped to 27-month low the previous session as uncertainties about an economic recovery and the US fiscal stimulus package weighed. The dollar hit fresh lows against most major currencies overnight as the ongoing effects of the Fed stimulus programs weakened the greenback broadly and lifted US stock indexes to record highs. The dollar's bounce lacks the support of Treasury yields, which remain under pressure. As such, one may conclude that the minor recovery is the result of bears taking a breather ahead of the release of the minutes from the 28th to 29th June Federal Reserve meeting. The focus will be on policy's forward view on employment, growth and inflation. Commentary on yield curve control may trigger another round of broad-based US dollar sell-off. That's because speculation has been doing rounds for quite some time that the Fed would implement an RBA-style yield curve control. Dollar yen edged up 0.12% to 105.55. Japan said earlier in the day that exports fell 19.2% in July year-on-year. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.